This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, just checking on the winds around the area. They've come down really a little bit since an hour ago. And the old rollover side is showing a 19-mile-an-hour wind, kind of north-northeast there. Same with the North Jetty. It's north-northeast at 18, Tiki Island 18, San Luis Pass 17, Eagle Point is 16, and up Morgan's Point Way at 17, so none of the 20s and 24s that we were seeing earlier, so that's decent. But as you go down the coast, it does lay off a little bit, you know, down around Tommy's Way and Charlie and them, so maybe everybody can get in and get out this morning. We'll see. At least it's not south at 30 to 40. It's north. How about that? All right, well, let's see if we got Brian Brer up yet. You got Brian yet, my friend? All right, well, let's go to him down in South Padre, Captain Brian Brer. Good morning, Brian. What's up, man? He's there. Well, maybe he hadn't switched over. Try him again and see what you can do with it. Oh, man. But no, it's a welcoming win. Everybody can fish some areas they hadn't been able to fish in the last couple of weeks. Anyway, who knows? Just do it. If you got to go, you got to make the most of it. But no, it looks like yesterday was a really decent day. A lot of people caught a lot of fish. You know, up my way, down south. You know, even along the coast here, everybody I know had a decent day yesterday. Caught them good. Let's try Brian now and see if we got him up. Good morning, Brian. What's up?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Hey, bud. Yeah, you're good.
There you go. I was walking around. I couldn't hear you on the last things, but you. I mean, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, it seems like.
Well, maybe you accidentally.
We've got some, like, bad storms and stuff kind of happening around right now in the area, like literally right around here right now.
Oh, so you got some right now?
Yeah, I mean, it was hitting hard last night, and then, I mean, I can hear a little bit out there right now, so it might be why.
Yeah, we had a little bit last night come through here, and it was all coming from your way, but, man, the most of it, that big giant glob of it went out in the Gulf, thank goodness.
That's good, yeah.
You know, for us, I know y'all need it. Y'all will take it.
Yep, I mean, it's good that it's calming down, because we've got that big shallow sport tournament's coming up tomorrow, you know, so I'm actually out going to be getting ready to go and do some scouting for it today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's this weekend. Man.
Yep. So we're scouting today for it. Yesterday was the big shallow sport pro meeting. You know, I went and did that, and now, you know, I'm ready to see if I can get on some fish just today to get us a W tomorrow.
What do you have to catch in that?
It's just one trout, but it's like on the up to the 20 type thing, and
right.
One red, one flounder, just a slam kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, one of each.
Yeah, but for the whole boat, so that way.
Yeah, very conservative tournament.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's cool. Fishing's been good leading up. As far as the snook fishing goes, the flats fishing, I had a pretty slow day. Let me see. I snook fished Monday, Tuesday, and boy, I had this is not too often, but I had a couple early morning sickos in on Tuesday to snook fish, and man, it just felt so bad. We had just a tough snook day. We caught only two snook and a nice mangrove snapper, I think it was, and just didn't work out for us. I mean, I'd been on them. We were catching them really good.
Yeah, I've been seeing some good snook photos out of you, catching some really good ones, man.
Been catching some 34, 35 inchers, and
sweet.
Just for some reason that day, they just, and it's one of those days where you got a couple of tides, you know, so you basically get like two slack tides throughout the day. And although that tide surprised me a few weeks ago, we talked about that I actually wore them out in that same like little double tide thing, but something good must have been happening that day, because Tuesday was not the same. I felt bad because, you know, good fisherman too, and everything, so deserve more than two snook, but you know, that's just kind of how it goes sometimes.
Oh yeah, I drove all the way down to South Texas to watch it blow this week too. We fished one day.
Yeah, I mean, it was blowing on us.
Oh man, it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I opened up the door to like go outside to my truck, and it was blowing 22. You know, when we got out there, it was like 27 gusting to 30 something. You know, so it wasn't easy. You know, you have to spot lock on the places and pick them all apart, rather than you know beating up the shoreline or cruising down certain areas. You got to, like, pick your spots and just anchor up and try to hope for the best. And we'll see how that works out the next time I snook fish. I won't be back out there for a couple of, maybe a whole another week or so before I'm back snook fishing. I'm, like I said, running the bay today and tomorrow. And we've had a lot of murky water, you know, so everybody's been fishing a big color change. I mean, if you go onto our east side, you fished it, the east side of our fishery, it's going to be crystal clear 90% of the time,
right?
Because it's just that sand over there, and so the sand state keeps it, you know. But there's a big color change hanging out over there, right where it kind of starts to shift over from island sand to mainland, to like just like mainland muddy type bottom, you know. So right. Everybody's been working those things, you know, the color change, using a lot of cut bait and cut ballyhoo underneath popping corks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got a north wind. We're going to have a north wind for this tournament, 15, 20 mile an hour north wind. So my client for the tournament said, "Hey, we've got a north wind. Huh. You got any, you got a plan for that?" I said, "Yes, sir. We're just fishing in reverse."
That's it. Switch sides.
We just start our drift where we were stopping them.
Put your nose in the wind and head into it till you get to what looks good to you, man.
Yeah, we just drive all the way north, let it blow us home.
That's it. Blow you back to the dock.
Yes, sir. So we'll see what happens. And like I said, 250 boats this weekend, so competition.
That
is definitely
many boats? Oh, man.
Listen, they capped it off at 250 because I think the last time they forgot to cap it off ended up being like 350. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, and it was like three-hour weigh-in line or something like that, you know. But
crazy.
Now they've got a bunch of benefits. Like you get to skip the weigh-in line if you bring in live fish. A bunch of incentives for conserving, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. Ought to be.
Yeah, if you skip the line,
if you bring them first, so they can make it.
Yeah, if you get live fish, you skip the weigh-in, and you automatically get a couple raffle tickets for the boat.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. By keeping your fish alive, you got a chance of winning a $80,000 boat. Pretty neat. That's pretty good incentive.
It is cool. So they just you get raffle tickets, and they put them in the pot and draw them. Whoever's
put them in the pot and draw them, and
lucky winner.
Yeah. Win yourself a darn boat. So
heck yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. And them shallow sports aren't cheap nowadays either.
Nothing is, man. It's crazy.
So we're going to be hitting them today, trying to get, you know, flounder is my kryptonite. I don't catch that many flounder on purpose. Usually it's an accidental surprise.
Right. Well, you better find one.
We're going to start scouting for them. I'm going to run up the ICW, hit a few pockets I know of, and see what's happening. You know,
yeah, that's all why our it's called flounder scouting. Right now up this way are coming, you know, around points and drains and, you know, in flats adjacent to them. Trout fishermen are starting to catch a few wading, so they are shallow.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we have a good tournament and everything works out.
What lures you been chunking the most of, doing the best with?
Man, so usually, you know, it depends between me and my clients and what kind of species we're targeting, but we've been throwing a lot of both the AM fishing lures and the DOA lures lately.
Yeah.
Been working pretty good. For the snook, I've been using the DOA shrimp, but for the bay fishing, you know, in that muddy water, we weren't really wanting to use bait, and those AM lures kind of got that garlicky smell to them, so we've been fishing those and that murky stuff, and they've been working pretty good.
Yeah, scented baits work really good in that off-colored water, man.
Yes, sir. Up here too. Yes, sir. They've got a bunch of cool UV stuff in them and whatnot. So you shine the lights on them, they look cool. They work pretty good in that murky stuff.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm. I like
what them. AM baits.
Yes, A.M. fishing.
Yeah.
I've got some stuff on my story right now on my Instagram bottom about how they glow really cool UV, and you know, we just went and visited the shop yesterday to stock up on some baits for the tournament because we've been doing pretty good on them.
Where are those made at?
Arlington, Texas.
Made down there. Cool.
Yes, sir. Texas
made. I'm
looking
at them right now. Yeah, those are good looking baits.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. I mean, I catch a lot of
little fork on the end of it. And
Yep. I catch a whole lot of giant tarpon on those things. That was my number one tarpon lure this year. Was that 7-inch AM lure behind, you know, kind of rigged coon pop style.
Uh-huh.
That was the number one.
You
know, we catch a lot of 200-pound.
Were.
Yep, so there's a 3-inch, 4-inch, 5-inch, and a 7-inch. And we catch a lot of the tarpon on the big 7-inch one. You know, I've been catching, over the past 3 years, we've probably caught 7 fish that are over 200 pounds on that artificial. Most of them were caught by my fiance too. Pretty crazy.
Imagine that, her catching fish.
Right.
Lady
I sent
luck,
you a picture
man.
Of her with I sent you a picture of her with the 35 incher the other day.
Yeah, I saw that. That was bad to the bone. Boy, it's a beautiful fish. Plus she made it look good too, you know.
Yeah, right.
Fish model.
Better than I did.
Yeah, she's a little prettier than you, Brian.
They keep telling me.
Well.
Yeah, so then we're back at it next week. Look like we've got some calm weather coming in Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So I'm going to try my hardest to convince my clients. I know my client from Monday, he's a sicko. He's down to go try to chase some big tarpon. Yeah, we're going to go look for tarpon and bull reds, take a first little run out to the jetties and see what's kind of hanging out there, you know, because says 1 foot, and he's not a wade fisherman, so I'd rather be hanging at the jetties and trying to drift in 4-mile-an-hour winds, you know?
Right, yeah, I'm with you on that. It's going to get hot next week, too. They're calling kind of low 90s here, 92 and all that next week. That's
well,
I think summer's showing up
next week. Yeah, as much as I don't want it to get hot, I wouldn't mind some regular consistent weather, and the next
you and me
consistent
both.
Weather we're going to get is going to be hot, so let's just get it over with so I can start catching some good fish already.
Hey, leave early, come in early, man. Catch them quick.
That's the thing. If I can wake up for the radio show at 4:30 in the morning, I can.
Dang right.
I can wake up early enough to go catch some fish and be home by 11:30.
That's a fact, Jack. All right, Brian. Well, hey, I'll let you get to it, buddy. Good luck, and hope you find what you need for tomorrow. So throw out some info if somebody wants to come down and fish with you in South Padre.
Sure. If somebody wants to get on the water with me, the quickest and easiest way is going to be a direct phone call or a text message, area code 956-755-9413. Or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck. Hope you find what you're looking for, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Brian. See you, man. Later.
Bye.
All right. That's Captain Brian Brer down at South Padre. Well, you know, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's right around the corner. That'll kick off Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all the way through Labor Day. You can fish all summer for all these species of fish and great prizes. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. You can take advantage of up to $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish will be released in inshore waters. That'll give you a shot at a truck and a boat package. And you can fish for other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. It's real simple. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cats, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org. Call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Texas City. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Morning, Dave. How are you, man?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Doing just fine. Thanks for asking. And here in the last 30 seconds, I'm sitting here out here on the dyke about a mile and a half, 2 miles out on parked right at the base of one of these wooden piers, and I was admiring the surf. I mean, and then it started raining, and I'm not kidding, it's really coming down. I didn't know even had any more rain. I didn't know we had any more around
here. I
didn't
either. I thought it all cleared out. Let me get my old
probably
radar
not
going
even
here again. Goodness.
When it I see when it first started, when it first started sprinkling, I thought it was some of those water blowing up off this. Yeah. Off the rocks here, but no, that's not what it is. It's
I
real,
see it right
real.
Now. It's a little green glob right on top of the dike. I mean, dead center.
Well,
about 2 miles out.
That big old. It's following me, Mickey. It's a black cloud following me around.
Boy, you're in trouble, man.
Oh, shoot. Let it blow. What a morning. I tell you, you know, if you didn't know better, and if he was just put out here and then you opened up your eyes, you'd think it was maybe very, very late September or early October in a weak front as far as temperature. You'd think that it was just the beginning of fall with the 72 degree temperature and wind howling out of the north. But that's not the case. But I tell you, for the guys that are out here doing their best to make a living as fishing guides and such, it's not good to have a string of days like we've had, but we're thankful for this temperature, because sometimes by this time in May, we're already hitting that 90 plus degree mark and humidity right up there with it. And I'm sure the humidity is here today as it's raining right now, but the temperature is quite delightful.
Well, enjoy it, because next week's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah.
You see that it's forecast? 92?
No, but. Oh, no, I didn't see it. But
well, on the coast, it'll probably be like 88, 89, but that's still warm all of a sudden from, you know, it's been kind of a nice spring so far, except for the wind and rain.
We've been fortunate here in our area that we've had a just real light crops of mosquitoes, very, very little. We've been able to sit out on the back porch and not be busy.
You know, my wife and I were talking about that very thing yesterday evening, sitting out on the patio and going, man, I can't believe the mosquitoes are just pretty much null and void after all the rain we've been having for a while now. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. We found some. We weren't really looking for them like we were trying to
find
them. but we took a ride yesterday and went over to out towards Santa Fe, and I dropped some stuff off at the Boyd's Santa Fe drive through, and then we made it over to Hitchcock, the Galveston Cemetery, an old cemetery that's been there for many, many years, that my folks and brother and a bunch of other kinfolk are laid to rest. And we went in there and stopped by my mom's spot, and while we were there, those mosquitoes greeted us. They were, man, I was wearing shorts, and next thing, it looked like I had the big old chunks of cracked pepper all over my legs.
Well,
and
you found them. I'll stay out of Hitchcock.
Oh, yeah, they're there. They're there. But down in that area, that cemetery, there's a bio that runs through there, and there's been a lot of rain and water, like you say, and it's just a prime spot for some crops to be to be born and raised there, so we'll have them. But boy, it's been nice. It's been a very nice spring, so we'll take advantage of that. But right now we're getting another washing, another rain, and there has been some fishing reports, and from what I've seen, there's been some good ones. So I know those old speckled trout and redfish are right along here in Texas City, and not far off. Some of the boats head on out a little bit from where they launch here, especially at the ramp at the very end. But the ones that launch here up close, when I see them come in and visit with some of them, and see them at the cleaning tables, there's some good fish to be caught. Just gonna have to catch, get in between the high winds and right now the rain, but it's going to be all right. Here we are sitting in early May. It's time. It's time.
Yeah, it is.
Those fish are going to be here. I had a good friend, a young fella. I say young. He's about 48, but to me that's young.
He is young.
He gets out there. He uses his kayak a lot and does a lot of wading and such. And he brought me over some real nice flounder fillets.
Ooh.
I mean, they were some big fillets. I thought about taking a few of them, putting them on the stringer, and taking a picture and say I caught them. They were some nice ones. So I took one out and kept it and cooked it up, and I took the other ones and gave them a quick flash freeze and vacuum sealed them, so I enjoy one every day till I ain't got any more. But they were nice. And also, I might have mentioned it to you, but you know, I think it was two Fridays ago you mentioned, I was saying I sure wished I could find some good wild caught good catfish, and you turned me on to that nice lady down there. I think it's Linda Seafood there in Baytown.
Yeah, and Mont Belvieu, yeah, in the old Cove, old river area. Yeah.
Yeah, I got 10 pounds of those fillets. I ordered up 5 pounds. I mean, she had those bagged. It's just like the fine folks that come see us at Boyd's. When they'll see see 5 pounds. They said, give me 10. So I did the same thing. Give me 10 pounds of those fillets. I got those home, did the same
thing. They're good, aren't they?
Fried up. I fried up a couple, and I inhaled them. I mean, they were gone in a flash.
Man.
But they were, man,
fresh, wild caught, running water.
I told her,
buddy.
I told Miss Linda who sent me, and she said, oh, I saw him just not long ago. I said, well, when you see him, tell him the fat guy came by and picked up 10 pounds on him.
old big boy came by and popped 10, man.
But she's a real nice lady. That's a nice little old place right out there in the middle of nowhere.
She's been there forever. I mean, before there was anything out that way, she's been there forever.
Yeah.
And you can always depend on, you know, fresh shrimp and catfish and things like that. Well, they sell crawfish there too, and
they sure do. And they weren't fooling. They were selling some crawfish. They sure were. I had my boy's hat on, and she didn't shoot me or anything, so we're in good shape with them.
Well, it's a good backup plan when I can't make, you know, I don't have time to make the drive to Boyd's. I can always slide in at Linda's and get something
for supper,
you know.
You always got to find places that are close to home and frequent them and save yourself some gas money and find some places nearby. We're all for that because all them crawfish, pretty much, just about all of them, come from Louisiana. There's some caught on this side of the Sabine, but for the biggest part, I'd say better than 90% are caught in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So all of the businesses here pretty much get them from there, and if they're taken care of, they're pretty much all about the same, you know. You just have to shop around and get the best deal. But anyway, that was a fine place, and I thank you for turning me on to Miss Linda's Seafood, and I will be back there.
We like to support our local small businesses. Makes the world go around, buddy.
It's just like if we ain't got something, we're going to try to find somebody that does, and we'll try to turn you on where you can get fixed up with whatever it is you're looking for.
And I had a friend run to y'all Santa Fe location last week and bought some crawfish to go and brought them back. And he said, you know, I've been eating them for years and eat them all over at restaurants and everything else. And he said, I believe that's the best recipe. And they were cooked perfect. The heads were juicy. They popped out. Said, if you get a chance to talk to Dave next week, tell him, excellent job. So how about
that? I'm sure glad to hear that.
And he's a crawfish connoisseur.
Well, what I do when I get these good comments, and we've been blessed to get quite a few lately, we get some mixed, and we're always wanting to know how we're doing, good, bad, or indifferent. Just tell us in a nice way, either way. But
yeah.
We've got some good comments in regards to that. But Old Salvador, our cook, and he's been doing it now for I don't know how many years. But he's usually there from Wednesday through Sunday. So if you're wanting some really good crawfish cooked his way, and I know what we use. I know exactly what we use, and it's no secret. We use Rosie Joe seasoning. We get it from Louisiana, and we sell it. And I think we're about the only ones that have it here in Texas because it's so hard to inexpensive to ship. But we're in Louisiana. We've got the little old 12-acre hub there, and we swing by and pick up, we pick up a lot of 40-pound cases, boxes of that stuff. And then we have the bags. I think those are either 3 or 4-pound bags that are sold retail. But anyway, that and Swamp Fire and Rosie Joe's, and it's just the way he puts it together and how much based on how big a batch is that he's making, which is usually three or four sacks at a time that he cooks up, and he can roll those out pretty quick and keep people happy. But anyway, that's the deal on that. I will mention real quick because it looks like we're running out of time already. But
getting close here, buddy.
Yeah, live shrimp are plenty, and they're a very, very good size. We've got all kind of dead bait, and we've got table shrimp, and we've got crawfish, live and cooked. So we got you covered in crawfish, and for the fishermen, hang on. I'm telling you right now, it's a raining and it's a windy, but better days are coming.
Oh, yeah. Right. Next week, can't wait for some 90-degree weather. Here we go. Summer's coming.
There you go. Yes, sir.
All right, Dave. Yes, well, sir. Hey, man, throw them out a number and a web address down there. Somebody wants to get down to Boyd's and get hooked up.
409-945-4001, 227 Dyke Road in Texas City, 16947 Highway 6 in Santa Fe. Look us up on Facebook. I'll have something out later on with what we're going to do today. And Mickey, once again, thanks for having me on the Friday morning. I sure appreciate it. Boyd, thank
you.
You
got it, bud. Y'all let some of them trout through down there now. Don't catch all of them before they get up my way.
Oh, we'll share.
I know you will. All right, buddy. Dave, have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
See you, man. All right. That's Mr. Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And bring your friends, bring your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch and book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way. Let's check in with our good friend and guide, Captain Steve Hellman, see what he's up to this morning. Well, Stevie, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nothing. Just looking at the stupid wind.
Yeah, I know.
I had a dripped and tripped today.
Uh-oh.
I looked at the looked at my little NOAA deal a while ago. It's northeast, gusting 23 knots at the jetties.
It's actually come down a little bit earlier.
Okay,
what
is it now?
It was really cranking. Well, I hadn't looked in a few minutes, but I can give her a shot real quick here. And
it
see
doesn't matter.
Matter.
I already pulled the gun out of the drawer. Now we're done.
Have you? All right. dull knife out of the kitchen drawer. 21 at the North Jetty, kind of a north-northeast at 21.
That's awesome.
Eagle Point sustained at 19. Morgan's Point is 16. Tiki Island, 19. The Pass, 19. That's sustained. That's not counting the gust. So
that's like the other day, day before yesterday, had Rusty and his buddy Rudy and we had the storms that morning. What is today? Friday? So it was Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And we were kind of just sitting in a holding pattern, just waiting and waiting and waiting to go. And storms finally kind of passed through around 9:30 or 10, somewhere in there. And the forecast, fish weather showed it like like northeast at 10. And I told I told Rusty and them, I said, there's no such thing as northeast at 10.
No.
And it was when we were sitting at the ramp, it was, what was it? It was east. It was like straight line east, gusting to 30. I mean, it was, it took forever to die down. We finally, we finally went like real late. We went and had a early lunch. And, I mean, we goofed off for a couple of hours waiting for the wind and finally kind of never really backed off. And, it wasn't a good day of fishing for me, but, you know, I've had really good stretch for a while. And,
right.
I mean, it's been a good spring overall, but man,
you know, Blaine and I were talking about that very thing yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, how, it's just, you just never know about April's and, you know, this time of year and leading into May, what you're going to, we've had some lean times in April, and this year was totally different. Good. It was a good year. It can, especially considering the conditions.
Yeah, no, it was. And of course I talked a lot of folks into wade fishing, and that saved my
bacon. Well, that helps. Right, yeah, that'll save you bacon right there, buddy.
But yeah, April this year for numbers, we didn't catch anything. I didn't even catch a 5-pounder. I mean, I had one that was like four.
You and a
lot
of folks. Hey, but, me included.
But I know a few buddies. I have a couple buddies that caught some pretty good fish, but we didn't pop anything big, but we caught a lot of fish, the numbers. And April typically, man, I can remember some years where you just couldn't wait for April to get, you know, in the rearview mirror.
Yes.
And we always look forward to May. Well, hell, my April, of course, we're only, what, a couple weeks into May. But, I mean, it May started out real good. But, man, this week, I've only fished 2 days. I fished Wednesday and yesterday. And even yesterday, we didn't do too good. But yesterday was my fault. 100% it was my fault. You know, I've got this new thing now where I like to find fish. I like to, like, just right out of the box, find some good fish.
Yeah.
And catch a few and then leave them. Just leave them and go do something else. And that's what I did yesterday. And then I guess.
Like in Forrest Gump when she goes, "Are you stupid or something?"
Yeah. And I did. Hey, I did it not once, but twice yesterday. And I guess I got too cocky because fishing's been too so damn good.
Right.
And I pulled up on some fish, and we were going to wade. I had Justin and his dad, JB, Justin Brown, his dad, JB, and they've been fishing me a long time, and they've caught some really good fish with me through the years. And I was all excited. I had a plan. We're going to go wade this area where I'd caught some decent fish, blah, blah, blah. And but there's one little patches of shell out in the middle, and the wind, as you know, yesterday morning it finally came down a little bit,
right?
And I went out there and I said, man, let's kind of get our early morning calisthenics in. Let's get stretched out, catch a couple fish here, and then we'll go wade. And I pull up to this little stretch of shell I figured who caught the first. One of us caught one, a little one, like a 14-incher. I'm like, man, we hadn't caught any throwbacks here. We ended up catching three or four, like, just little butterball 14.5-inchers. They're going crazy, like jumping out of the water everywhere. I mean, I'm like, man, where'd these little fish come from? And then JB catches one that was 22 inches. And I said, okay, that's a better
there
fish.
There you go.
And, you know, got an over. We got an over, but and then I caught one that was right at 20 inches, and then jackfish came through. You know, normally you have to worry about the damn dolphins. And jackfish came through. There's a bunch of mullet. It's the only bait, really, I saw yesterday. Any concentration of bait. And, tight pods of mullet. And jackfish came through and just started destroying them. And we didn't really get bit. And then I said, well, it'll settle back down. You know, these fish will kind of regroup. You know, and look, it's not a school of trout anyway. It's just like an area holding some fish. It's not like the mother load. If it was, I'd have stayed there probably. And then the dolphins came through. And we could have waited for it to kind of settle back in. But we caught two or three. And I said, all right, let's go wade now. You know, and so I left those fish. And we went and did something else. I said, y'all want to catch some redfish? I said, I've been catching some redfish on crankbaits and spinnerbaits. And JB's like, yeah, man, I love reds. I said, yeah. I said, the trout fishing's so easy. I said, let's go get a few reds. Then we'll go jump out. I mean, I wasn't being that cocky about it, but not far from it. And, man, we spent 2-3 hours. We caught a couple more trout, but we could not catch a keeper red. And, caught undersized, oversized, and just wasted a bunch of time. Well, by then, man, it started cranking. It was blowing.
And yeah, it did come up, man.
It came up pretty good. And it was like east, straight east, east, northeast, whatever. And the area that I wanted to wade was kind of blown out now.
Right.
I mean, my whole plan just unwrapped.
We've all had days like that. I go left, the trout go right. I go right, they go left. You know.
If I'd have been smart, I would have just gone back and jumped out where I've been jumping out because we had the right conditions for it, and we'd have probably caught 20 or 30. But they'd have just been regular old fish. But man, you just get so tired of doing the same dead-gum thing all the time. And I've really been enjoying the last few years when these redfish start showing up, these slot reds, doing this crankbait thing, you know.
Good luck with that. Slot reds are hard to come by right now. It's either undersized or oversized.
No, that's it. But we had one day, not even, week or two ago, and we caught 7 slot reds, you know. I mean, it was – but – and that was like a teaser – And so now I keep going back. It's like having a crappy game of golf and then, you know, getting an eagle on the 18th hole keeps you coming back.
You're definitely going to book a tee time for the next morning.
That's it. But I don't know. I like variety. And you know, with the limits the way they are now, you know, because I mean, just full disclosure, I've got probably over half my customers. They want to keep their three trout and you got two or three, you got two guys, that's 6 trout. Okay. So
Whoopee. You
got a whole, they got a full day booked with you. So I've been trying to mix it up, do a little flounder fishing instead of just go poke a bunch of holes and, you know, and trout. But man, yesterday I did everything wrong. I just did it all backwards. But I won't make that.
It's like
I won't make that mistake again for a while.
Yeah, it's like I got friends go, well, we limited. I said, really? How amazing! 3 fish. I mean, if they put the limit at 1, everybody would still say they limited out when they went fishing.
No, it's you know, and I knew it.
It's a mindset that you just can't get rid of, you know, limits.
That's it. And it's so funny that a grown-ass man can process things the way he does. But you and I talked about it. We talked about it September 1st, 2019, when the limit went from 10 to 5. And then again, March 26th of last year, when it went from 5 to 3. The human brain is programmed for some reason to where you get it's just arbitrary goal. And I mean, I don't want to get off on a soapbox, but it's just, I mean, they 6 years ago when my guys got their 10, they're fist bumping. When they got their 5, when it dropped, they're fist bumping. Got three now. High fives. Way to go. Got them. I mean, it just, I don't view things that way. I just don't view things that way. And not everybody, but I just want to go fishing, get bit. I don't, you know, I'd rather turn them all loose, quite frankly. Turn everything loose. I don't care.
That's but, the way I am these days. I mean, I don't even think about the limit. I'm not keeping anything anyway, so what does it even matter?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you're not doing, people that want to keep them, you're not doing any damage at all at three, my God. But, I mean, to each his own, who cares? But
yeah, I mean, there's no damage at three fish, man.
No.
I mean, a porpoise will eat that, or, you know, a dolphin will eat that many on one pass.
Well, yeah, we watched jackfish and dolphins eat God knows how many yesterday morning. But
how many little trout are being eaten by bull reds these days? Way more than we can catch.
We were talking about that yesterday when Justin caught that 32-inch red or whatever the hell it was. You know, there was little peanut trout in there, and that's probably why he was in there.
That's why he was there. I mean, I'm seeing that a lot. Wherever you find those little undersized trout, there's always bull reds there, and that's what they're feeding on instead of mullet. They've changed their diet all of a sudden.
No, it's a never-ending cycle. It's where I told those guys yesterday, I said, we're trying to catch the trout. We eat the trout eat the shrimp, sharks eat the trout, dolphins eat the trout, jackfish eat them, redfish eat the little trout. I said, everything eats everything all the time. I mean, it's
That's
like
it.
This never-ending deal, you know. But but no, it's overall, though, if you're not an idiot like me, fishing's pretty good. I mean, but I can't do anything when it starts cranking like this out of the north, northeast, and I've got a drifting trip. I can't.
Nah,
I can't
with boat
justify.
Monkeys, man, it's, you can't do it.
You just can't. You can't. Throwing spinners. I mean,
you can,
it's just,
but it's not going to be a productive day. It's too
long. No, and I'm in the business of trying to keep as many repeat customers as I can, and you take them out there and beat the snot out of them and catch two fish drifting around, and it's just, they're not coming back.
They won't be back. They won't be back. Bad guide experience.
That's right. Anyway, sounds like y'all caught a few down south.
Caught a few. I mean, it just.
One day, at least. You only got to go one day, huh?
Yeah, we blew off the second day. I mean, Cliff couldn't get to his big fish, and, you know, we can stay home and catch little ones. I went down there to catch big ones. Go back again, Cliff, when it's right. Maybe I'll hit a good window. That's, you know, that's the chance you take when you book ahead of time and head down there. I mean, Bob,
it's hard.
Tell me, when him and his buddies had that boat down there, you know, that houseboat, they'd go down, they'd sit on the porch and play dominoes and cards for 3 or 4 days watching the wind blow and waiting for a little break in the weather so they could do their thing. But, that's, you know, it happens.
No, it's tough to just book one or two days going down there. You almost have to block out maybe 4 days or something, you know.
Right. That's
especially
it.
Especially this time of year. This time of year, the winds.
Go for
a week
and you might get 2 days, you know.
You know, we look forward to May every year, but honestly, we're not out of the woods on the wind really until June. Most years.
Mid-June on. It's exact. And that's if we don't pull all the southwesterly stuff, you know, like
we do on
occasion.
Yes.
Well, hey, I got to run, Steve. If somebody wants to call you about fishing Galveston Bay or Matagorda with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
All right, man. 409-256-7937.
All right, brother. Well, sit back and watch it blow today and see what tomorrow brings. It looks windier tomorrow, actually, by the forecast. So,
yeah, I'm taking off the weekend, so I'm good.
All right, brother. Steve, you take care. Thanks for the report. See you, man.
All right. Thanks, Mickey.
Later. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.